Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Do you need a little more slide in your glide? Are you looking for a high-quality sex lube product? We've got the folks for you. Spunk Lube, www.spunklube.com. You've always got a friend in Casba. Put Casba, K-A-S-B-H, in the coupon code and get 10% off of your Spunk Lube order today. Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I am your host with the most. I'm Cole.
Hey.
And I'm with the lovely, lovely Miss Amanda who jumped ahead.
Hi. No, I was saying hey to you because you introduced yourself. Never mind. Forget it. I was trying to be cute. It wasn't.
You're always cute.
No.
Yeah. You're cute. Even though you're cold. You're the only one that's cold in the studio today.
God, I'm always cold.
Everybody else is hotter than fuck. Fuck, I tell you.
Well, I need to get like a heated blanket just to have on my lap.
A heated throw. Do you need a heated throw? Is this going to be the old Casba hour?
What am I not following?
Old people. We're going to have a cat.
Oh, shut up.
Just saying. Anywho. All right. So, hey. Yeah. You know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I was asking you.
No, I never know what we're going to do. You surprise me every time.
That's the way I roll. I'm just a bucket of surprises. A bucket? Yeah, we'll go with it. So, sex story. This is actually going on in the United States right now.
Okay.
There's currently a court case pending. It's the first of its kind. This was I found this story and I actually have a link to it. Maybe on the video or something, we can put a link to it. I don't know. Anywho, so here's the thing. A man and a woman were having relations. Okay. So they were having fun. They were fun around and, she was sucking his dick. And he is maintaining that it's never happened to him before, but he has a large member, and she died of asphyxiation. She gagged on his dick and choked to death on his cock. So here's the thing. So this is currently in court as we speak. The best part about this is he was denied the motion to be able to show the jury his penis to prove that it's so massive. That's why. They do agree that the woman died of asphyxiation, but they're not agreeing to the fact that she was choking on his cock.
Oh, is that okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like going, so what did he do? Just like hold her head up against her so she couldn't breathe? But you still have your nose.
It had a little of the BDSM to it going with it, so he was helping her get deep. You know that whole, remember how we said you can send a lot of love with that gag sound? Well, he was trying to get more than just, he took that a little further than it needed to be. It was sound. Oh, you know, like Jabba the Hutt in Star Wars? Yeah, and I'm going to say Star Wars. I don't care. You know, when Princess Leia gets the chain around his neck and he's like, his tongue's hanging out and stuff. I have a feeling that's what was going on. And he'd like the jury to see his cock because he's pretty sure once they see his cock, then they'll know that, why, yes, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Shall we try that later? I need a way bigger dick for that. Mine got a better chance of somebody choking on it because it's a small thing.
Whatever.
Like eating a Lego. It's stuck in my throat.
Well, I'm trying to think. Okay, well, I guess if they're pushing it down to where it's gagging you, I guess you can't breathe through your nose.
That motherfucker, in the sock. So I don't know what that meant. So here's the thing is, that's about girth, not length. That's got to be about girth. So basically, this guy had a tree trunk for a penis, and it filled all orifices of her mouth.
Unless she's like a
chipmunk. Put a ball to the side.
If she's
be all
like
good.
You know the sword swallowers that can get it halfway down their throat. Get it down into the windpipe, then that would block it from your nose being able to.
Can you imagine having an allergic reaction to penis when you had it that deep? What would you do? The guy's getting off thinking you're just gagging on his cock, but you actually need an EpiPen.
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't tell me you were allergic to nuts. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
That was horrible.
That is awesome.
Find yourself funny, don't you?
Well, you couple that with the chipmunk thing. So, yeah, that's actually really pretty good. And she didn't say she gagged on his balls. Was his dick, so there was no balls.
She couldn't say anything because she was dead. Because
she had a mouthful of cock. Everybody knows it's rude to speak with your mouthful.
Jeez. I'm pretty sure there was some throat action going on there, too. All right, interesting.
Hey, wait till next week. I've got a really cool one for you next week, too. It has more to do with death and sex. So, something to look forward to. Just saying. All right, so let's move in right along. Shall we get to our first question?
Sure.
Would you like to be all about you again?
No.
Okay, awesome. Hey, by the way, for those of you who don't know, we do have our world famous secret Crazy Casmo page, which we're recording live on right now. Hi. So we'll be taking questions from them as they go along tonight as well. So, and if you want to be a part of that crazy secret group, let us know. Send us an email to crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y. .casbah, K-A-S-B-H, at gmail.com. Awesome. Okay, so our first question comes to us from Ann Sue in Kalamazoo. She wanted to pick her own name. I don't think that's real. Anyways,
I wonder why.
Weird. Okay, so this is like a question and statement. Kind of tied all into one.
Okay.
Okay. So Ann Sue is a single female. Well, she's not a single. She plays as a single female. So she's sort of a single female. They have an open marriage. And her whole thing is, you need to talk. Can you please talk about couples basically having their shit together before you bring somebody else in? And drama, couples drama during sex with somebody else. Because as she said, people goes, think it's really easy to be a single female, except for the fact that when you get drug into, in the middle of stuff, you get drug into the couple's drama. She goes, there's nothing like being in the middle of a blowjob and looking over and seeing a girl in the corner in tears. I'm sure that's pretty epic. But, you know, how can you be drama free when other people pull you into their drama? So the question part of this whole thing is, talking about couples and being drama free and having their shit together before it starts. Okay, does that make sense?
For the most part.
So here's the thing. Where do we even begin?
Yeah, that's a...
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. Number one, whether you're a single or whether you're a couple or whether you're a cat, a dog, I don't care what you are. Here's the deal. Before you bring somebody else into, you know, why are you looking at me like that?
A cat or a dog?
Cat, I don't know.
Can bring a cat or dog into?
No, you can't. But you don't know what they do in the wild. Maybe you have your own pride. I'm sorry. Oh, it might be their kink. Anyways, but before you bring somebody else into your shitstorm of a life, you really need to have it under control. I mean, think of it this way. Think of dating. If you knew that you were just a complete total batshit crazy basket case, and you were a single and you had a date that night with a guy, would you just go out and be like all over the place with when you got there, or would you like maybe cancel the date?
Yeah, I'd probably cancel the date.
You would cancel the date. Now you're my
or
girl.
I would learn to keep that to myself.
You would hide it until after you were married? You're not. I'm just saying other people. Just
really?
Hypothetically. So here's the thing. You need to, if you're just gonna go out to dinner, if you're a couple, vanilla or not, and you're gonna go have dinner with another couple, don't take your fight and all your bullshit with you to dinner.
No.
I mean, it'd be pretty rude if we're sitting here with another couple. Lovely evening, Bob. You look really nice, Jane. You fucking bitch, why didn't you get shit from the store? I mean, what the hell? That would be stupid, right? We wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're going to go and fuck somebody else, you really can't bring drama shit into it.
No.
Right? So the first thing is, you have to take, as a couple, take all your outside influences, and those need to stay out of the bedroom. That's my thought.
Yeah, it should.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we're both on the same page with this. So, but here's the thing. Okay. If you're going to bring somebody else into your bedroom, in theory, this would be like a sacred place, a sacred part. Your loins are sacred. I always wanted to say loins.
I know you did.
So, okay. So you're, I mean, this is like a pretty adult thing. You cannot bring somebody in. If you're a couple, you cannot hook up with another couple or an individual just to humor your spouse. You can, but it's not going to end well.
No. But I think there's so many thoughts going through my head. I really can't even organize them.
Do share.
Well, there's Spell a whole it. Bunch of them. Okay, to start off, they have to be on the same page, for one.
The couple.
You don't know, in her instance, if the couple was like, well, let's have a threesome. Let's bring this girl in. The wife could have gone, I don't want to do a threesome. That's horrible.
Right.
You know,
very much so.
I'll be left out. Blah, 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 blah. Wait, I know
what?
I've said it before. So they might not have had their stuff together on the communication scale.
Right. Of what they're doing.
To even begin with.
Right.
And if you didn't have it to begin with, and the wife was kind of acting iffy and kind of acting shy about it and really not wanting to do it, you should have inksayed it or had some time to get to know the single female before dragging them in.
Right. And here's a big stressor. This is not on the single.
No.
This is not on the single male, and it's not on the single female. It is 100% on the couple. As a couple, when you invite another couple in, yes, you need to be on the same page. Now, she mentions on in her statement about having how difficult it is when you have wives come up and say, hey, we want to fuck you, and then gets all fucking ski-jawed once they get there. So
on whose part?
On the couple's part. So what I think...
Yeah, but usually it's one side of the couple that's having the issue.
Well, but right. Obviously,
if the wife comes up and the wife is having the issue, then I'd fucking...
Well, but here's the thing. There's the problem is that why are you doing it? Look, as a couple, if you're going to have sex with somebody, if you're going to hook up with another couple, a single, a gangbang, you know, 17 dudes off of a truck, I don't care what it is, okay? You're going to hook up with... you're going to have...
That could be interesting. You know,
17 dildos fall off and go... I don't care, whatever it is. A super fucking robot, whatever. You've got to both be on the same page with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to both be okay with it. And you can't... One side can't be doing this just to humor. And I think you find that more and more in threesomes, especially involving a female, a single female.
Mm-hmm.
Look, okay. Here,
it goes both ways, but...
No, not near as much.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit.
It depends.
Look, there's the threesome different instances. A threesome is like pot in the 80s. Okay? Follow along with it.
Do share.
In the 80s, everyone, pot's a gateway drug. Okay, if you smoke weed, you're going to start doing crack and heroin, and pretty soon you're going to be doing blowjobs for $5. Okay, whatever. It was a gateway drug. A threesome is a gateway, is the gateway sex act into the lifestyle. I truly believe that.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, it probably started way earlier, like the first time you jacked off or something, but we're just going to say the first thing that causes most people to even vaguely consider getting into lifestyle, very few couples are sitting around and going, you know, hey, honey, you know, I know that we've been married for a while and we want to try something new. And so I was thinking, you know, what if we, you know, had 10 guys come over and just rail the shit out of you? Okay, that is not generally the first thing that people talk about, right?
No.
It's most of the time the guy going, hey, honey, so... You know, you experimented in college and you've admitted she's kind of cute and it's every guy's fantasy and everybody's doing, can we have a threesome? That's usually the big, it's the gateway into the lifestyle. And most guys are going, hey, can we have a threesome with another girl?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's every guy. Because look, since the first time we found porn in any variety, whether it was a penthouse forum letter, a dirty magazine somewhere around, or through Snatch Match, and we're walking through the lines, the first thing we saw was two dudes railing a chick. And we were like, so as a guy, that's the first thing we want. Or not two dudes, I'm sorry.
I'm like going two dudes nailing a chick.
No, we're watching two guys or one guy get railed by two chicks, and so every guy wants that. The reason I say it's most happens to females more than males is I was one of the weird guys. I took the gateway drug. I wanted a three-way. I tried a different sales angle with you. I'm smarter than the average fucking bear because you weren't by yet. So instead of trying to get it with two girls first, I said it's only fair to get it with me and another guy to fuck you.
Mm-hmm. You did.
That's thinking right there. Anyway, so because most guys are like, what? I don't want another dick that close. Okay, well, they're not really sure of the lifestyle. So what happens is the guy begs, he pleads, whatever. He wants to get two girls because he thinks he can handle it. By the way, if you haven't done it yet, you're wrong. It's going to be overwhelming as fuck, just so you know. So you go and you convince your wife, you use her as bait. You put on the websites on your profile that she's bi-curious or maybe that she's straight up bi, right? And dangle her out there like a lure to hit on girls to get one to come back with you. Mm-hmm. This has happened to us. We have been fished at like this before,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the only thing the single female knows is the wife has to be okay with it. You seem like a normal couple. You seem relatively sane. And the wife asks. So then all of a sudden you get back and the wife's going, this is overwhelming because all of a sudden hubby poo, his divining rod, he forgot you even have a fuck. He forgot his wife even has a pussy at that point in time. His wife could all of a sudden become like a Barbie doll and there's nothing there because you know what? He doesn't care if his dick goes anywhere close to her again except for the initial blowjob where they're both sucking her dick at the same time because he's seen that in porn and he wants that. Other than that, he's all about the new fresh meat. And what happens is the wife is sitting in the corner, like trying to look for an opening. And all of a sudden she's all kinds of twisted and shit goes south.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have the single female is given a blowjob. The wife's off in the corner crying. Mm-hmm. And the guy doesn't give two flying fucks because he's just excited to just be there in general.
Right.
So it's not fair to the single female. It's not fair to your partner either. I mean, that's the other thing. It's not fair. You have to have conversation. Number one, it's wrong to use your wife as bait.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
especially if she's not bi.
Well, yeah. At any point in
time, if you're bi and you can get in there to help with the other woman, then it's one thing. But if there's not room or it's not conducive or they're not bi, it really doesn't work out very well.
That's very true. Now, off of our CASM page, and we got a good comment. Not every guy wants that. I think it's awesome. She said her ex-husband didn't want that so bad when she proposed a three-way with two girls. He stormed out of the house. That was ex. Just want to let you know, he probably wasn't into girls. Just saying. So, okay.
Well, hey, look.
Not everybody started with weed. Some people just did acid, and that was their gateway drug. It is what it is. Everybody's a little bit different, but
we didn't even start off with a threesome.
No, we just fucking jumped all in. We were like, fucking, let's go for it.
Feet first,
no clothes, what are we going to do? But the reality of it is, though, is when you see this happen, when you're using your spouse, even if you get what you want, number one, okay, you use your spouse to get to as bait. You get what you want. Mm-hmm. Your experience in the lifestyle is going to be very short fucking lived. Because tell you what, when you want to have her do the fucking 17-person gangbang, she's going to remember the shitty experience with the threesome. She's probably not going to be in. Okay? Just saying. She's going to be pissed and there's going to be hurt feelings and it's going to be a really bad situation overall. Number two, you're going to get a reputation amongst all of the other people out there. Look, if you're known as a batshit crazy loon, and as a couple, and all of a sudden you have this explosive dynamic happen when you're in a play session,
mm-hmm.
the word's going to get around,
mm-hmm.
right? And other people are not going to want to play. I want to take this past just the singles, though, for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not just a single issue, right? This is a couple issue as well. When you are bringing someone, another couple or another, whatever, into the bedroom, oh my God, that's taken one for the team. Yes, everybody does it to a degree because it's hard to find four people that everybody goes, oh my God, they're the dreamy person I just always wanted to fuck. It doesn't work that way usually, but still, if you're asking someone to do something massive, taking one for the team, that's bad. And look, you do not have the right, as couple A does not have the right to ruin couple B, like us, as example, our weekend, by having some fucking mini meltdown.
Been there.
It sucks. if you're both not on the same page, if you're both not into it, you're both not wanting to be there, or whatever, then don't be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have somebody flake out on me than freak out on me when we're naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally my thing. Now, the other thing right along with that is, we've talked about this before. You have to have your rules. You have to have all your ducks in a row before you go. The worst place in the world to make rules is when you're naked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's great to make rules when you're naked, like with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can make rules naked, just the two of us. But when you have somebody else in there, then rules get twisted because somebody's, and you can't change the rules when you're naked with other people.
Well, and I know, well, I've done it and I haven't done it.
What haven't you done?
You know, when it comes to communicating during sex with this other person,
mm-hmm.
or not, I know I've been in situations where I've said, you can't do that. Or I've waited till right. afterwards and said, I don't like it when you call her that. That's my name.
Right.
Do not do that again.
Right.
But that wasn't a form of like jealousy, or it just hit me wrong and I just went, no, don't do that.
That was a learning curve. That was a growth process.
Well, that was the first threesome with a female. I, you know, it happens.
Right.
But then I've, you know, I've freaked out once. And it wasn't horrible. I told you that yes. I didn't want to get left out.
Yes.
And I felt left out.
There was confusion. There was confusion on the tag. There was
confusion on when I said, okay, switch. And then it didn't switch the way I envisioned it.
Right.
And then I went, fine, I'll go sit on the bed and I'll color.
Right.
Or I was playing some game of some sort on my phone.
I know what game you weren't playing. Jingle the Nuts. So,
well,
and
it's not like, you know, I could squeeze into like a nipple or something. I couldn't get in there. So it was just like, well, okay, now what?
But it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
Part of it is the process is always, always changing and growing. And we are always changing and growing.
It's new things. Something's always going to come up and you have to figure out in your mind how to handle it.
There were all kinds of things we didn't know that would be an issue. Not an issue, but would kind of cause you to go, yeah, when you heard it somewhere else until we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we talked about it, but we communicated, and that's Amy's on our world famous Crazy Cats page is talking again, communication. And that's the key. You have to communicate. You have to communicate with each other. Now, I'm going to throw the other thing out there. If you have specific rules, whether it be with a single male, single female, another couple,
mm-hmm.
the gangbang, whatever it is, I don't care. Remember, you know your rules as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
The other person doesn't know your rules unless you tell them. So let's say that one of your rules is no kissing. Okay. Well, here's the deal. When I fuck, I like to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
We kiss when we fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your rule is...
Last night we didn't.
We did. No, we didn't. Not very much because I got you from behind.
Yeah.
So I was kissing the back of your neck. Oh, you had to kill him. Woof, woof, woof. Anyway, so the thing is that... okay, but we know that rule. Okay, we don't have a rule against kissing. You and I don't have a rule against kissing. If you don't tell us that rule, force of habit is going to kick in. And so I'm going to start, you're going to be fucking, you know, the husband, I'm going to be fucking the wife, and I'm probably going to kiss. You're probably going to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Now we broke the rules. Now this is when freakouts happen by the other couple a lot of times, or can happen in a situation. Here's the deal. We had no way to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you clearly go over the rules, say, hey, look, by the way, we don't, you know, we're out on kissing. Okay, great. Now we know too, so now we can adhere to those rules.
Right.
I mean, granted, I understand you don't necessarily need a spreadsheet and a signed document and, you know, an affidavit saying make sure we know. But I mean, a simple common courtesy, go through the rules. The individual single female or the single male or the other couple you bring, they're not fucking mind readers.
No.
Right? So You have to communicate it. Most people are going to be very, very respectful if those are your rules.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that can happen is, as a couple, you have to communicate. You have to both know your own rules. Nothing worse, and we've seen this, we haven't been a part of this, but we've seen it. Nothing worse than, here's the rules for the couples, and one half of the couple's over here, and he's breaking every fucking rule. He is running completely amok.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Heard stories.
And this one's over here, and she's following every rule to a T, and all of a sudden she sees what he's fucking doing, and we got a problem. And the people that get caught in the middle of it are the innocent bystanders that are just here to sport fuck. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, all of a sudden, whoa, wait, what the fuck? You can't do that to people. You have to communicate that.
Shoot, you remember that one couple we hooked up with? And
he's
just
fuck.
And he's just watching his girl, and you're just going at her. And I'm like, you ready to go? No, I'd just rather watch.
Yeah. You know why I remember that one so well?
Because I was pissed.
Oh, you were steaming ass pissed.
I just kind of went.
I look over. I think there's a problem. And you look over and you give me this ultimate eye roll. And I'm like, okay. So I'm kind of trying to hurry up. It's like I'm realizing at this point in time, he has a hard on. The dude had a raging hard on. So it's like, so now I'm trying to like, you know, figure out what's going on. And I'm like, okay, this is where we're going to fake it. We're done. Thanks. And she bolted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other part of that story. She got out and bolted out of the room
mm-hmm.
in tears.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the bad part. So now.
So then we're sitting there going.
So no, let's paint the picture. This picture is awesome. It's a cheap divey fucking hotel because it was after a horrible Halloween party. It's a cheap divey hotel, right? So you're naked on one bed and he's kind of just sitting crisscross applesauce next to you with a boner. I'm naked on the other bed with a drippy condom on my dick. The woman has run out screaming, and we're just sitting there, and there's this awkward silence.
And he runs out after her. Yeah, well, I'm just like, what the hell just happened?
Just, for a second, there's like this 5 seconds that seemed like an eternity of, okay, don't make a noise. You ready? Here we go. And that was the silence. And then all of a sudden, he goes fucking sprinting out of the room. He doesn't say goodbye. He doesn't say thank you. He doesn't say see you later. He doesn't say shit. He's grabbing shit. I don't think that either one of them were dressed when they ran out of the room.
No, they put something on. They're not going to run out naked.
And we're just like, and I remember you looking at me and you're like, what in the flying fuck just happened? I go, what the hell was going on over there? And you go, not a goddamn thing was going on. I'm like, he had a hard on. He didn't want to fuck. He just wanted to watch. It's like, oh.
I wasn't that upset by it.
No, but we were just sitting there, and then all we could do was then made ourselves another cocktail, because it was just like, this is the dumbest fucking thing we'd ever been a part of.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. Luckily, we skipped breakfast the next morning. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were notorious at that hotel. Everybody came down for breakfast the next morning. We're like, fuck that. The last thing we want to do is run into those dumb motherfuckers again. Jesus. And we've never seen them since. Never seen them since. Okay. Guess what that did to our night? Was she a bad fuck? I honestly don't know, because about midway through, I was trying to figure out why he's sitting there with you with the heart on and you're not doing anything. I'm like, so after that, I kind of lost focus. Maybe. It wasn't like I'm like, well, you know what? I'm just ready to have a cigarette and enjoy and relish in the satisfaction of that. It sucked. Okay? I don't know if she had a good time. I have no idea. He had a ball because he got to watch. So I think he was the only one. I think he was the only one that got to do anything that he wanted to.
I have no idea.
I don't know. So don't be that couple. Because here's the deal. Now we've told that story on our podcast, so it's going everywhere. We've told that story to a lot of people. So, you know, trust me now. We're nice. We protect the innocent. We don't use names. Not everybody's that nice. So you might want to keep that in mind. Don't be that fucking psychotic couple.
Some people are going to, if they're caught in the wrong moment, they can have a jealousy issue or a freak out moment.
But even
then, it can happen.
It can happen. But even then, be in tune with your spouse. Take a minute. And here's the thing. There's really nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what? We got to slow down a second. We got to stop a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, as Aunt Annie Sue, or who was it? Ann Sue, Kalamazoo, said, she would rather say, hey, it was a great night, and call the night early, then sit and listen to the chick sobbing while she finished sucking the guy's dick. So, yeah. You know, just don't.
As soon as I saw crying, I would have stopped and gone, I don't know
what's
going on.
You wouldn't be
there.
Necessarily focused on that.
No, but as soon as I saw it.
Well, yeah, I don't think she stayed around to continue the party. I'm just like, fuck you, bitch, cry on.
But I would have gone, I didn't realize there was an issue with sucking dick, but okay.
Maybe it was her party. She could cry if she wanted.
You never know.
Okay, so this is a great place to take a quick break. Let's take a quick moment if we can. And, no. You know, what? What? What are you doing?
This is driving me nuts.
She's making a sex story right here. Oh, my Lord.
You have it all.
We actually.
Okay. Oh, you're sweaty.
All right, so the second half of our show is actually brought to you by the newest installment of the Casbah Inc. pages. That's right. We now have Alternative Casbah and Single Casbah pages. They're secret Facebook groups. So if you'd like to be a part of the, if you're a kinkster in the kinky community for the alternative, the Alt Casbah page, let us know. Or if you are a single male or female and you'd like to be a part of the Single Casbah secret Facebook page, please let us know at www.crazy.casbah@gmail.com.
You're a dork.
Why?
Because you just put www.
Apparently we're back. All right, so we're back on the air. I don't know. I wasn't paying any fucking attention.
I know you weren't. That's why.
It will be because I had hair and makeup in here over the studio helping me out over
there was
the break.
No makeup.
Yeah, there was.
Do you want makeup?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll save that for a whole separate show, and we'll have that for a totally different.
You have a thing for makeup.
I do. I dig makeup. I love makeup. I look pretty. That's right. And I can walk in high heels. So fuck you all. Anyways, so maybe we'll do that for a show sometime.
I don't care.
That'd be kind of fun.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about? I love that look. I just absolutely love when you just have this dazed and confused look on your face.
Because I can't come up with this shit.
That's why we have the viewers. Thank God for them. Okay, so I actually do have another question. I actually have lots of questions. Some are about myself. Mom, why do I touch myself? No. Okay. So... This question actually comes to us from Michigan. I don't know where. Just Michigan.
Doesn't matter.
A lot of things are in Michigan. Kalamazoo's in Michigan. You know that? There you go. All right. Anyway, so this comes to us from Michigan. And the question is, what defines single in the lifestyle? Now, I have no idea if this is guy or girl, whatever. And I thought that was an interesting question. I've tried to reach out to him. I never got any more response back. So I'm just going to tackle this from how, like, my perspective.
Okay.
Well, it'll actually be our perspective. You and I together. We're here together.
Ooh, I have a say.
Boob. Okay, so here's the challenge that we find now in the lifestyle with single. Okay, there's single, which is truly single. And we'll just call it. Thanks for listening, folks. Great show. No, it was. You're truly single. You're not attached. You're not a boyfriend or a girlfriend to anybody else. You're not married. You're just you. You might have a pet. You go home to an empty apartment or an empty house.
Well, ideally, you wouldn't.
You eat ramen noodles a lot and you watch sad TV shows. Just kidding. I'm just fun with everybody.
Wow.
That's funny shit. You
asshole.
Know. Okay. But you also go out on weekends. You have a party life. You can get fucked or fucked whoever you want. You can go do whatever. You don't have to answer anybody. You're single. It's just you, right? In the lifestyle, then you have single but dating. Okay, so like in the vanilla world, single and dating don't go together.
Right.
You're either with somebody or not. But in the lifestyle world, you're dating, but you're not married.
Okay.
So they can kind of do their own thing.
Okay.
To a degree. If they agree upon it as a couple, they can do their own thing.
Okay.
So that's the same with marriage. So basically you have single, which is truly single, or you have open relationship. So you can kind of do your own thing. You're playing as you play as a single or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Okay. So the part that gets interesting with that is here's where the challenge comes from me.
Okay.
When it comes to singles. If you're a single and you're, no, if you're married or if you're dating, whatever, and I look at this more towards marriage, you're married and I play, but you don't, but you know that I'm in the lifestyle.
Okay.
Okay. That's one form of an open relationship. Or if you go do your own thing and I always go do my own thing, we're in an open relationship.
Okay.
So I get where someone goes, well, I play as a single. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that I get and where it gets to a gray area is you're not in the lifestyle. I am. Everybody else has to take my word that you don't play.
Mm-hmm.
They've never met you. They don't see you. They don't know you. They have to just take my word. And I say, well, no, I'm just single. I'm just single. Or then it goes into the next level, which is you have people that say they're a single in the lifestyle, but they're actually cheating. So how do you take and make sure, or at what point do you draw the line? That becomes a challenge for everybody in the lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. So obviously, if you're in an open marriage, that's great. Both sides are doing their own things. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there becomes a definite line, though, between cheating and playing without the other partner at all playing. Let me ask you this. Do you have a problem playing with somebody if the spouse just doesn't play? They know, or as far as we know, they know that about the lifestyle, they just don't play at all. Do you have a problem with that?
I guess not, because I've done it.
Did you when we first started? Did you when it first started? Because when you first started, that's a challenging place to go when somebody says they're married, but their spouse doesn't play.
Well, when we first started, we weren't looking for single anything. It was just couples. So that wasn't brought up. I did have one guy try to message me and go, well, my wife doesn't know, so I just play, you know, without her knowing. And I'm like, no, that's cheating.
Right. So, and that's where it becomes.
But then I've also been caught where I didn't know.
Right.
The guy was married because he said he was single, and everybody said he was single, and then come to find out many years later, he was definitely married.
Yeah, he was.
And then he got his wife into the lifestyle.
Right.
So it has to be a player's choice. That's all I'm going to say. Player's choice. It's like a card game.
But here's the thing. If you're a single and or you're married and your spouse doesn't play what they know, how do you effectively communicate that? I mean, really, because I'm sitting there going, okay, everybody agrees cheating is, or most people in lifestyle say cheating's bad, right? So how does somebody, what, do we make them carry a letter? Do we make them, well, I mean, seriously, and I don't necessarily have an answer to that. I would love to hear some people's idea of what the answer is. Because how do you make sure, because there are a lot of people, most people in lifestyle are good people, but there are some that will lie, cheat, and steal. It is what it is. So,
no, I've known some, like I know one gal who, when she found her play partner, she actually talked to his wife and said, right, you're okay with this, and that's okay, because I don't want to cross any boundaries.
Right. So she actually serves.
So she knew he was in the lifestyle. She did not play.
Right. And they actually play as a couple, and she kind of serves as a reference for him in that regard.
Does. Yeah.
So, but that's a really challenging thing. How does a guy let somebody know that, hey, my wife knows, without every chick he ever wants to talk to calling his wife or making him carry a letter? I don't really know. And that actually goes into a deeper issue, but we'll hit on that in a second. That I've often wondered, because you do have to take people at face value.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of why communications is so key, kids, and being honest and upfront, because if you're known as a batshit crazy, either couple or single or whatever, no one's going to believe you if you say, no, really, my wife knows I play, but she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you're known as fucked in the head, no one's going to touch you with a 10-foot bowl.
You know,
or let you use your pole.
As far as my opinion goes, you trust your gut. If there's something from the instant that you don't like, don't do it.
Right. And you trust your gut, and you're going to get reviews. mm-hmm. you're going to hear other views. Usually people know and will say.
Or if you've seen somebody talk to him and you happen to know him and you go, what do you know about him?
Right.
What do you know about her? What do you know about him? Tell me, you know, is everything cool? Have there been any issues, drama?
Right. I think that if you're going to play with somebody as a couple, as a swinger lifestyle couple, even though you're separate, mm-hmm. like the one example you used before, at that point, you have a responsibility. If you're going to get in some sort of a long-term, you're going to be a pretend couple. A, you need to be upfront with people, which they are. Mm-hmm. They let people know he's married, they're play partners. Mm-hmm. You let people know. Honesty goes a long ways in this lifestyle. And you do your due diligence. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to hook up, make sure the other spouse really knows. Now, here's the other thing I'm going to throw in there. Everybody talks about cheating and how bad cheating is. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we were right there. There was a guy that you said no. He was cheating on his wife. Mm-hmm. You said no. So let me pose this hypothetical question to you. To vanilla people, right? Outsiders looking in. Don't know a fucking thing about the lifestyle. Think all swingers are just dirty, dirty whores. Okay? I can see what they would say. Well, just because you justify cheating because you both know about it. Think about that for a minute. How does it really vary? So how do we throw stones if a guy or gal is cheating on their spouse?
But if you're playing together, how is that cheating?
You're still fucking. It's what the playing is. It depends what your definition of cheating is. Is cheating the fucking, or is it something else?
To me, cheating is going behind somebody's back.
Okay. So, well, that's because you're a swinger in a lifestyle. You dirty whore. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, think about
No, because, okay, in an open relationship, it's a different story. But before we had an open relationship, if you went off and you played with somebody else and I didn't know about it, wouldn't that kind of be a form of cheating?
Right. So if I called
you... And then you didn't come home and tell me about it.
Okay, so that would mean I would have wanted to keep half of my stuff. Weird. So if I would have called you and said, hey, I know we're not an open relationship, but there's this chick, I'm drunk at a bar, so I'm going to go fuck her and I'll talk to you later. Click. And then when I got home, I went and fucked that girl. You'd have been like, well, at least you were honest and told me. Would that have been your reaction? Right after you beat me
you
with everything.
You have called me.
No.
And you said, hey, if I can hook up with this girl, do you care?
No, wait a minute. This is when we were swingers. I've done that. Not
well,
beforehand.
Well, yes, not beforehand.
I'm saying beforehand.
You've done that. I wasn't fully listening. I was trying to read.
No, I'm talking before. When we weren't swingers, what constituted cheating to you? Before we were swingers, what would you think cheating meant?
Going behind, I'm with Amy or Andy, going behind somebody's back.
Okay, so what I'm saying, so I'm playing devil's advocate here. So what I'm saying is, if I told you about it, I'm going to go fuck this girl. I'm really drunk. I'm sorry. I know we've never done this before. You know I love you, but she wants to fuck me. So I'm going to go fuck this girl. I'll talk to you later. Click.
It kind of has to be an agreement.
No, wait a minute. You didn't say that. Wasn't what you said. You said going behind somebody's back. So if I'm up front, we're not swingers, and I'm up front with you and tell you I didn't go behind your back, so freebie. Is that how that works? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, hell, I do. I do. Even without ever having done that, I know exactly how that fucking would have worked. I would have had my ass beat. You'd have been throwing shit. You would have been then between the tears and packing and out the door. You would have fucking went.
No, I'd have made you feel guilty.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have just all of a sudden been like, well, at least you told me up front. Ding. No, there's no way.
Okay, but as swingers, you have an agreement.
Right, but here's the thing. This is what I'm saying is that, okay, cheating is not, it doesn't mean diddly shit about going behind somebody's back. If I went and I've done it before, I went behind your back and stayed at the bar drinking after hours. I didn't get your permission. I just did it. I wasn't in trouble.
No.
Okay. It's not.
I worked there at the time.
I was in trouble for coming home wasted. So what was I in trouble?
You parked the car stupid.
What was I in trouble for? I wasn't in trouble for not telling you that I was going to stay and get drunk. I was in trouble for drinking and getting hammered. So here's what I'm saying is, most people, if you ask them, you know what? They wouldn't be mad if, well, I'm sorry, we sat at a library and read books together. I was reading a book till 4 a.m, and you legitimately did it, and there happened to be a girl across from me. That's not cheating. But if I fucked her, that's cheating. The cheating part is the fucking, not the not telling. Right. Is that not a valid point?
That's a valid point.
Okay, so here's my thing. Once we're swingers, we go, well, no. Fucking's not a problem. That's what we're in it for, sport fucking. That's what we do. This is our hobby. Some people garden. Some people do woodworking. Some people bang the neighbor's wives. It is what it is. So that's not cheating. So now, why do we really have a problem with a guy that wants to... Or a woman that wants to come out and fuck other people?
My only thing is, because I've had it happen and I didn't even fuck the guy.
Because he was a pussy.
And he lived 1,000 miles away. But that's beside the point.
Yes, he did.
I don't want some girl to go batshit crazy on my ass because he lied to her.
Okay, so then the reality is, you don't really have a problem with somebody cheating as long as you just don't want to deal with the drama from their fucking bullshit.
So avoid it.
So avoid it. So the thing is, that's the question I pose out there, because a lot of people get really holier than thou when it comes to that. And you can see, if you really think about it from a hypothetical situation, why are we so holier than thou with it? Because to the vanilla world, we look like nothing but dirty cheaters. The vanilla world looks at us and goes, you just justify fucking whoever you want by saying, well, we're doing it together. Or I knew about it. So to the rest of the world, we look just as dirty as somebody who's cheating on their spouse looks to us now. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but...
So I guess the question then becomes, should somebody that's cheating, what should they do? Like where we own multiple pages. What are we up to? 6 pages? 5 pages?
I don't know.
Thousands upon thousands of swingers. Should we, if we find out somebody's cheating, should we boot them off? Or should we say that's your situation?
Their situation is player's choice.
But we need a card with that. No, well, but I mean, seriously, because a lot of people tell us we should kick him off. They should say, you should get rid of dirty fucking cheater bastard. But how do we make that line? And then how do you confirm that all the other people that say they're in an open relationship, it's truly open? How do they confirm that if you're out of town and I say I have a hall pass, that I really do?
They can call me.
You can give out your number?
No, but if you're with them to fuck them, they can call me.
But here's the thing. Well, that kills the fucking moment. Here, hold on 1 second. Oh, my God, you got to talk to my mom. Mom, stop. Can I have a sleepover? Hey, Billy said that I could eat dinner at his house. So can I eat dinner?
Shelly said, yes, that, you know, they play as a couple.
Right.
But she's had guys that she tells them they don't play alone. And he goes, that's okay. You don't have to tell him.
Okay, that's bullshit.
That's wrong.
That's crap. That's a great way to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Okay.
By a lot of people.
Yeah. And understand, I'm not justifying cheaters. Okay. I'm just bringing it up.
Amy said she'd be really concerned or worried if you were in a library with a hot chick for many hours.
I actually legitimately like to read. It's God's honest truth. I do.
Well, I know you like to read. I've seen you do it.
I like to read naked more. Just saying.
I don't know if I've ever seen you read naked.
Laptop. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Start reading through there. Well, I'm just saying. It is one of those things.
The laptop is dying. That's the one that's doing that.
Oh, okay. The live. Facebook Live. Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, apparently we got to go, kids. So... I hate to be rushed, but anyway, just so you know, I'm not out. I'm not encouraging cheating. I want that really noted.
No,
just a point for conversation.
It's
that's
just
what we
a different
do.
Topic.
We want to hear your opinions, though. Keep sending us your opinions. Let us know. We'd love to continue this conversation with folks.
Absolutely.
So, again, big shout out to our sponsors, Spunk Lube, www.spunklube.com. Remember, you always have a friend in KASBH, K-A-S-B-H, and the coupon code. That gets you 10% off every time on every order. And don't forget, if you'd like to become a member of the Crazy Casba family and join one of our many pages, we've got something for everybody. If you're a Kingster, we got you covered. If you're a single, we got you covered. You're just fucking nuts. Hey, guess what? So are we. We got you covered. So let us know. You can email us at crazykrazy.casba@gmail.com. All right, you're going to want to make sure you go visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. We've got some exciting new features getting ready to roll out, and you're going to want to be a part of those. So go to www.youtube.com/C/Casba, K-A-S-B-H. And if you like what you hear, visit our Patreon, www.patreon.com/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, Casba, K-A-S-B-H. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That would be @truthcrazy. You can follow us on Instagram at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y underscore Casba, K-A-S-B-H. Don't forget to sign up on our YouTube or on our Facebook page, which would be Crazy Truth. And you can always send us emails. We love your emails at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y dot Casba, K-A-S-B-H @gmail.com. And don't forget, everybody needs some Crazy Truth merch. That's right. We've got merchandise. Go to teespring.com/stores/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y hyphen truth. So for now, doing it the only way I want to, the only way I know how, Casba style, out.
Bye.